The 5-4 ruling clears up a contradiction in federal immigration law. People who signed a voluntary deportation order after losing their right to remain in the country were being told they could appeal within 60 days if something changed affecting their legal residency status. But another law denied them that right. The court ruled that the 60-day window for appeals is an absolute right. Immigration attorney Jerry Greca says that's good news for people who have signed voluntary departure orders.
It gives the alien the opportunity to, you know, has a sort of a place at the table there to say, since it's a bargain for agreement on both sides, you know, the government's getting something, the alien's getting something, but both should have the right to withdraw that. And so they're saying, you know, yeah, you can withdraw your voluntary departure agreement.
Greca says the ruling is a reversal in the trend towards harsher and harsher deportation laws. Peter Munoz of Madison Central Hispano says it could help a Cuban refugee living in Madison now facing deportation after his third drunk driving arrest.
He was detained even though he is a refugee. He has immigration status. He was kept for a couple of months and then processed in the immigration court out of Chicago.
The refugee, who asked not to be named until his case is decided, arrived in the U.S. in 1980 as part of the Mariel boat lift. Central Hispano is working now with immigration lawyers to try to use this new ruling to appeal his case. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.